What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Here with Francisco Rojas, and Kyle Schwarber is back. Kyle Schwarber remaining with the Philadelphia Phillies on a five-year, $150 million contract to remain in red pinstripes. So we're going to get into this deal. We are going to get into some other things. What the Phillies potentially could do next. Like, what should their next thing that they should do now after that they have signed, re-signed Kyle Schwarber? What should they do next? We'll talk about Rob Thomson's extension, the potential here that they bring in Don Mattingly to be their bench coach. We'll talk about that. And then also an update on Zach Wheeler, maybe a positive update here on his rehab. And then some around Major League Baseball that includes the Mets losing two big superstars, and boy, I mean, Mets fans are in shambles. So, not going to want to miss this. If you did not see who the Mets, some former Mets free agents now sign with two other different teams. It's good for the Phillies because they are no longer in the National League East. So, I want to start with Kyle Schwarber. So, five-year, $150 million contract for Schwarber, and I'm happy on the deal. So just to preface it, other teams that offered Kyle Schwarber a contract, the Orioles offered him the same exact contract. It was a five-year, $150 million deal. Now, I don't know the exact specifics. I mean, there's specifics that John Heyman laid out in regards to the contract. So I don't know if it was the exact same contract that the Orioles offered, but just to a five-year, $150 million deal, the same one pretty much the Orioles offered. The Reds also reportedly offered a five-year, somewhere in the $125 million range with room to grow. So the Reds offered that deal, and then the Pirates offered a four-year, $120 million contract as well, and that was all according to The Athletic. So Kyle Schwarber at the end, Schwarber's been, clearly he's been comfortable here. He's connected with the fan base. He's connected with the city, and he's had the best years of his career, and he just had the best year of his career, almost winning an MVP at the DH position, which doesn't happen all that often. So Schwarber having the most success, at least statistically statistically of his career, did win a World Series with the Cubs, but at least, power numbers wise, Schwarber's been putting up the best numbers of his career in Philadelphia. So it's no surprise that Schwarber came back, that, you know, with looking at all the offers that Kyle got with the Orioles matching it. I mean, it was probably a no-brainer for Kyle to stay in Philadelphia. Because why would you take the same deal to go to another team in the Orioles, where, I mean, they signed Alonso now, and they traded for Taylor Ward, and hey, maybe they're actually, I don't know about the Orioles, but either way, I think Kyle Schwarber probably made the logical decision to come back to Philadelphia. It's not like he had a deal that blew him out of the water. It's not like the Mets or Red Sox or anybody else have come in and offered him like a six-year deal for $200 million. That didn't happen. So it makes sense that Kyle's back on a five-year, $150 million contract. And again, like, I'm happy with it. A thin market, and Kyle, he's a leader in the clubhouse. It made sense to bring him back. And again, it's not like they had to overtly give Kyle, it's not like they were in a bidding war where it was like, oh my gosh, we're really going to have to overpay for sure. We're really going to have to pay him that much. No, it was like, it made sense. So like, I'm happy as a fan. I'm happy with the deal. And I don't know, man. Like, there was never going to be of course you would like to have Schwarber probably back on like a three-year, $90 million deal. Like, that would probably have been good for the Phillies and for Phillies fans. I think that would have been great, but that's just not where you were going to get. It's just not where you're going to get, especially when, look, the Pirates, Reds, and Orioles were all offering, you know, 5 years and 4 years. So I'm curious to know from you all out there, and you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ about this. Like, what is going to make you happy, number, like, statistics and numbers wise, for Schwarber to put up in this next 5 years with the Phillies? Like, what's going to make you say, okay, like, we got what we wanted from Kyle Schwarber in this deal? Like, is it going to be like five more 40 home run seasons? Because if he does, that means he's hitting 500 home runs in a Phillies uniform, and he's probably going into the Hall as a Philly with the Phillies hat on in the Hall of Fame. He hits 500 home runs, he's getting in the Hall of Fame. I would assume so. I just wonder, like, what's going to make you happy? Because I was looking at another DH, a former DH, that played like a tiniest bit of first base in his career, but he was a DH, and he went in the Hall of Fame as a DH. David Ortiz, Ortiz, somewhere around his, I want to say, like, age 32-ish season, which I think was like 2008. Those, like, 4 years prior to 2008 for Ortiz with the Red Sox, you know, obviously a big playoff performer and all that. But, like, per season, he averaged 44 home runs a year. And a couple of years prior, he had the year where he led the American League in, you know, home runs, RBIs, and walks, with 54 home runs, 137 RBI, and 119 walks. But after that, now Ortiz dealt with some injuries here and there, but also just didn't put up those type of numbers for the rest of his career with the Red Sox. He averaged somewhere to like 25 to 30 home runs, and then like the last 4 years of his career, he averaged about 35 home runs, or maybe even more than that. And like, you don't really see that too often. But I wonder, like, will that make you happy if Schwarber, through his mid-30s, maybe his production drops off a little bit and he's hitting like 30 to 35 home runs? Is that going to make you say, like, because that's the main thing with Kyle Schwarber, right? It's the home runs and it's the walks. And Schwarber has been elite in both categories the last, you know, 3 to 4 seasons. You know, he's averaged somewhere around 45 home runs, and he's had 100 plus walks in three of the last, you know, the last three seasons. I wonder what you think about Schwarber's production in the next 5 years. Like, what are we expecting? Are we expecting Schwarber to continue to hit 40 to 45 home runs? Because I don't really know if I am. Like, I know it sounds weird to say after Schwarber coming off, you know, his age 32 season where he hits 56 home runs and drives in 132. Like, what are we expecting? Are we expecting Schwarber? Like, I think most of us aren't expecting Schwarber to continue to hit 56 home runs. Like, I think most of us can sit here and say that's not what we're expecting. But what do you think? Because Schwarber, since he's been here, he's only had like one groin injury, I think, that he dealt with in the last couple of years, and that was like he missed a couple of weeks. Like, besides that, though, Kyle Schwarber has been relatively healthy, and Kyle Schwarber also has, you know, lost weight this past year, and he's kind of those are, you know, good things to, and I think that helps with the outlook for the rest of Schwarber's, you know, contract here. I think it's a big reason to why some of us feel good about Kyle, or most of us, I would say, about Kyle being re-signed here. If Kyle can continue to stay healthy here and he can hit like 35 to 40 home runs, I would say, and it gets 100 plus walks, I would say that's what we want from Kyle, right? 35 to 40 home runs. Like, you can't expect him to keep hitting. Like, he had 46, 47, 38, and 56 the last 4 years. And that's an average of about 46 home runs a year. 48 home runs per 162 games. It's almost 50 home runs in a 162-game season if he played every 162 games. Man, I'm just curious, though. Just curious, like, what would make you what would make you satisfied? The numbers that Kyle Schwarber puts up. Like, what would make you a satisfied fan from Kyle Schwarber in the next 5 years? Because I just don't think you can expect the same production. But that's just me. So, but at the end of the day, I am happy with the deal. And I think if Kyle in the next 5 years stays healthy and can give you 35 to 40 home runs and or somewhere around 100 walks a year and a good OPS, I think that's what you want out of your superstar DH. So just curious, you tweet me at @Rojas_media_. What will make you happy with what Kyle Schwarber can do over the next 5 years? Okay, but generally happy about the deal. Now, what should they do since they've signed Schwarber? What should they do now? I think it's pretty obvious. I'm not breaking any news here. The next thing that they should do, go out and give JT Realmuto, I mean, I ideally would like a 2-year deal, but probably going to be a 3-year deal worth somewhere a little over $30 million. That's what you do. And then you're going to go fix the outfield and the bullpen. And what they're going to do about it exactly, I really don't know. I don't have a finger on the pulse like that. I would think they're going to, clearly they're going to keep trying to trade Castellanos. And if not, they're going to eventually just cut ties with him. I think they're going to try to trade Alec Boehm. I don't think they're going to go out after Alex Bregman, unfortunately. I really do want Bregman, but I'm not sure where they're going to go because there was that report that they don't really want to get into, you know, long-term or they don't really plan on signing a big-name free agent after, you know, they try to re-sign Schwarber and Realmuto. So I don't know, man. I don't know. There's reported interest in Brenton Doyle, outfielder. And I mean, maybe that would be, I don't know. Doyle's a really good fielder. He's put up decent numbers offensively in the past. I don't know about that. But like the next things that you should do, just it should be re-signing JT, fix the outfield, help out the bullpen a little bit. So yeah, that's what the Phillies should do next after they have re-signed Schwarber. Also, some things to note. Rob Thompson gets an extension through the 2027 season, so Schwarber will not be a lame duck in 2026 as they have extended him through the 2027 season. Dave Dombrowski has expressed that he doesn't like his managers to be going into the season on like the last year of their deal because they don't want to have that distraction of like, oh, well, are they going to bring Rob Thompson back, this and that. So, I mean, they could still fire Rob Thompson. I mean, just because you gave him an extension doesn't mean you can't fire him, but they just like to have that security a little bit there, so it's not like really a distraction. But I do think that they like Rob, so I don't think it's really anything like that, but they like Rob. Also, Don Mattingly looks like Don Mattingly is going to be the bench coach. According to Charlotte Barnes in The Athletic, there is mutual interest between the Phillies and Don Mattingly to be hired as their bench coach. Mattingly appears poised to become Philadelphia's bench coach after he and the club work through final contractual details, Charlotte Barnes says. So that will be fun. I mean, look, Mattingly has had a great career playing. He's had a good career post playing as bench coaches and as managers. So I mean, I like the fit. It would be a little weird with having Don Mattingly and Preston Mattingly here. Preston being in the front office, and then Don being a bench coach. It would be weird, but I think they could work through that, no problem. Also, man, the New York Mets. Got to mention this: the New York Mets lose two superstars in the matter of what? Like 3 to 4 days. Edwin Diaz signing a 3-year, $69 million deal with the Dodgers. And then just a couple of days later, Pete Alonso signs a 5-year, $155 million deal with the Orioles. I'll tell you this, I didn't expect either of those to happen. I expected both of those guys to be back with the New York Mets. And now, what are the Mets going to do? I don't know. Probably going to target maybe Cody Bellinger, Kyle Tucker, guys like that. But there's no way the New York Mets, who spend so much money, there's no way that they're going to, after losing Alonso and Diaz, there's just no way that they're not going to do anything else this offseason. They have signed Devin Williams on that 3-year, $51 million deal, but what else are they going to do? But pretty crazy that, so Edwin Diaz will still have to deal with in the National League and potentially in the playoffs, but then Pete Alonso out of the NL East. Both guys that were not very liked here in, here in Philadelphia. So Diaz and Alonso, in a matter of less than a week, both the Mets, who I don't think any Mets fans or baseball fans in general saw that coming, that they were going to lose two of their superstars. So Diaz and Alonso out from New York. Few more things. Update on Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler started playing catch again last week, according to Dave Dombrowski. He is spending the offseason in Philly working with head athletic trainer Paul Buchheit. And also, according to Charlotte Varnes from The Athletic, that everything's been encouraging. And expected to be ready in like 6 to 8 months from the injury, in August, but might be closer to spring training or the beginning of the regular season. So good news for the Phillies. I mean, Rangers probably not going to be here. I don't think Rangers coming back with the Phillies. And I think they still have a really good pitching staff, but they're going to need Zach Wheeler. They're going to need him. They just are. And Zach Wheeler's been one of the best pitchers in baseball, since he's been with Philadelphia. So Zach Wheeler, we got some good news there. He's been playing catch and looks like he's on track right now. But according to Dave Dombrowski, they're not going to push him to be ready other than what the doctors tell them to do. So that is an update on the superstar pitcher, Zach Wheeler. A few more things before we get to around MLB. The Rule 5 draft. Phillies selected right-handed AAA pitcher Zach McCambly from the Marlins in the Major League phase of the Rule 5 draft, but also in that same vein in the Major League phase of the draft. They lost Griff McGarry to the Nationals, so kind of shows the confidence that that they had in Griff McGarry. He's had kind of an up and down last couple of years since the organization had been looking at like Painter, Abel, McGarry as the next guys to potentially come up and be productive pitchers for the Philadelphia Phillies. But Griff McGarry no longer. He will be staying in the division though, as he goes to the Nationals. Will probably be in their system. So we'll see what happens with the rest of Griff McGarry's career. They also traded for Yoenel Curet from the Rays in exchange for Tommy McCollum. So a couple of minor league pitchers exchanged for one another. And Curet could be potentially a bullpen option for the Phillies, as they're always looking to have not just starting pitching depth, but definitely bullpen depth, and definitely important for this baseball team. Okay, around Major League Baseball, just to wrap it up here. So first things first, we do have some news that just happened within a few minutes before I started the show. Braves make a big deal. So they did sign Mike Yastrzemski last night, but they also go out and get one of the better back-end right-handed relievers in the sport, Robert Suarez, who Bryce Harper hit that home run off, who hit Bedlam at the Bank off in way back in 2022. But Robert Suarez, who has made the All-Star team the last couple of years and led the National League in saves last year, he's going to the Atlanta Braves. So Suarez is going to be in the National League East, and Rafael Iglesias and Robert Suarez will be in the back end of that bullpen now. I believe Iglesias will be the closer and Suarez will be the setup man. I think I read that earlier, but we will see. And look, there's going to be Jeff Passan tweeting this like 15 minutes ago. Look, they get Suarez and now Iglesias, and maybe with the healthy Chris Sale, Spencer Schwellenbach, and Spencer Strider, and then a full season of Hurston Waldrop, maybe their pitching can take a huge leap. So we'll see with the Atlanta Braves. That wouldn't be great for the Phillies, but could be good for the Atlanta Braves. Also, Mark Leiter Jr., he signed a 1-year, $3 million deal with the, I guess I was going to say the Oakland A's, but I mean, they're just the Athletics at this point still, I guess, right? So with the A's, Also, the Rangers are in listening mode on Corey Seager. Corey Seager, who, honestly, I mean, like one of the better playoff performers in recent history, looks like the Rangers are trying to potentially part ways with Corey Seager. I don't know. I mean, they're just in listening mode right now. So Rangers are in listening mode from other teams on Corey Seager. That, according to Jeff Passan. Mets and Yankees are among teams that are in on Kyle Tucker. The Dodgers are also interested in Kyle Tucker, but they're more interested on a short-term deal that could bring Tucker to L.A. Orioles are also interested in Kyle Tucker, but no mention of the Phillies. So I mean, I don't think the Phillies would be anyway. But so they are, Mets and Yankees are now among teams that earn on Kyle Tucker. And it would make sense, especially for the Mets after they lose out on Alonso and Diaz to bring back to Queens. So Mets and Yankees among teams that are on Kyle Tucker. Also, last thing from around Major League Baseball, White Sox will have the number one pick in the 2026 MLB draft after the draft lottery happened on Tuesday. So White Sox will have first pick in next year's draft. So anyway, that will do it for me today, Francisco Rojas. Let me know on anything that we talked about today. Kyle Schwarber, what do you think about the five-year, $150 million deal? What do you expect to happen in the next 5 years of his deal? What will make you happy? What should they do now that they have re-signed Schwarber? Rob Thompson's extension, Don Mattingly, all this stuff. Diaz and Alonso now going to other teams, not in the NL East anymore. And Robert Suarez, too, to the Braves. So all these things that involve the NL East and the Phillies. Let me know what you think. You could tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So that will do it for me. Everybody, have a great rest of your, I guess, of your weekend. It's Thursday, so rest of your weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Yep, see ya.